Europe's latest financial trouble is at the top of NPR's business news. Moody's, the credit ratings agency, downgraded 6 Irish banks today. That move comes as politicians in Ireland debate whether or not to pour more money into the struggling banks. The move by Moody's sends the message that investing in those 6 banks is a riskier proposition, which will make it harder for them to raise money. In Greece, taxpayers have launched a "We Won't Pay" movement. It's a reaction to government austerity measures, which were imposed as a condition of receiving almost $150 billion in loans. They're protesting by not paying taxes or government fees, protesting by not paying new tolls. From Athens, Joanna Kakissis reports.
Protesters occupied toll booths earlier this week and let motorists pass onto highways for free. They've also been encouraging Greeks to stop buying bus and metro tickets, which have gotten more expensive as a result of government efforts to raise more revenue. The "We Won't Pay" movement is growing, and it encourages Greeks to ignore all rules, says Aristidis Hadzis, a law professor at the University of Athens, who says Greeks have a history of avoiding taxes.
60% of Greeks do not pay taxes. Of course, someone is going to pay for this, for the tolls, for the taxes, for the deficit, for everything.
Hadzis says Greeks don't pay taxes because they don't trust their institutions.
The people in many situations feel that they have the right to break the law.
But tax evasion is one reason the country ran up more than $400 billion in debt and ended up needing a bailout from the European Union and International Monetary Fund. The government is trying to crack down on tax evaders and now toll evaders. A bill submitted in Parliament this week promises higher fines for those who refuse to pay their tolls and public transportation tickets. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.